And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. And he'd just been out to visit old friend Malcolm Beck. And what'd you find out there? Well, Malcolm's doing the same old good stuff all
day. I usually don't like to go out there.
Covered up with manure?
Once a year, you know, because it stinks so bad out there. And however, he's kind of got the odor under control, and he's expanded his place so it looks nice.
Oh, yeah.
And I was surprised. You know, old Beck, he comes through with some good stuff every now and then. It's rare. But every now and then he comes up with some good stuff, and he's got one of the best supplies of irrigation equipment I've ever seen out there, and drip irrigation equipment. And this is what we're going to buy. And there's several nurseries around. Fanix has got some good supplies, Grimm's, Rainbow's got some. A lot of the places, our North Star greenhouses up there in Bernie. I don't know if Shades of Green has that or not, but just Garden of Eden up there around Bernie. A lot of people have drip irrigation supply, and this is basically what we're going to need this year. You know, I've come under attack.
Again,
it's a daily deal. You know, just like I tell people, they're going to run out of teeth before I run out of whatever they're chewing on, you know. So, but they're always trying to fool with me. But just come on, if they knew what my mom and my wife looked like, they know they're amateurs as far as fanny chewing. Anyway, people have been fussing about me promoting planting and gardening during our drought. You know, everybody's saying, well, you know, we ought to be talking water conservation. Well, I am talking water conservation. I think more people will buy into a deal of water utilization or efficient, effective utilization versus conservation. You know, because conservation to me is kind of like putting your money in a jar and burying it, and you don't get any growth out of it. Whereas if we practice utilization, especially effective, efficient utilization, through the very effective, efficient use of the water that we have available, we can grow good plants. And believe it or not, we can grow better plants because of this drought and because of this heat if we use our water right. And that's by applying it with drip irrigation. Now, some of these brain-dead folks have been talking about, well, we're not going to be watering our shrubs and stuff like that. Well, now that is ludicrous. That is ludicrous. You know, as long as we still got people floating up and down the river on inner tubes, this boy is going to be watering his shrubs. I don't know what the world's wrong with everybody, but need to just a little slapping around, I guess. But anyway, I think what we need to do is efficiently water them with drip irrigation. And not only that, but they grow better. As we've talked about in the fall garden, and I keep talking over and over on your fall tomato transplants and the marimum varieties of flowers we're going to be talking about a little bit later on. Most people, 98% of all those plants killed at this time of year is killed by overwatering them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we fuss at people, don't overwater them, don't put them in the shade, and these plants that we recommend will do well. It's almost impossible. Now, I don't say it is impossible because we've got some listeners that can kill a ball bearing. But it's almost impossible to kill things with drip irrigation by overwatering.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's such a slow application of water. Basically, a gallon out of each emitter every hour. So it's real slow. And so what we talk about on establishing young plants, and this is something else that these people are not understanding. You know, when we're getting low on water and we're getting low and we start talking about xeriscape plantings and stuff, everybody said, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to plant xeriscape plants.
Yeah.
They're going to die. If they're not established now, they are going to die. They're more sensitive to establishment and need as much water, if not more, to establish them than do the regular ones.
Sure.
If you haven't planted a xeriscape plant now, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wait until the horse is running down the lane before you shut the gate. And that's what people are doing. Anyway, when we get back, we'll talk about how to use drip irrigation to save the shrubs that you have and landscape plants that you have, and also how to use it to establish new plantings of marimums and vegetable gardens.
Now, he's going strong, and we'll get right back to him right after this.